Welcome to Singer Leeweck's podcast series, brought to you by the professionals of Singer Leeweck from various areas of expertise. Our podcast series touch upon different subjects related to growth, strategy, tax advisory services, and technical and regulatory matters. Hi, Michael. How are you? Nice to see you today.
I'm doing very well. How are you, Mina?
Good, thank you. Thank you for joining our Singer Leeweck podcast for our international tax practice.
I appreciate this opportunity.
It's a delight to have you. And today, our topic and what you'll be discussing is entity selection specifically for companies coming into the U.S.
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Michael.
My name is Michael Wu. I'm actually working at the San Jose office, the Singer Leeweck, and I've been practicing for 20-some years, especially focused on some international tax matters.
Michael, I know that you come with significant years of expertise in the international tax area, and you worked for the Big Four previously.
For 13 years.
Yes, so you definitely have a lot of experience in this sector. And I know that you also work with a lot of foreign entities.
That's correct.
So it's quite impressive that Singer Leeweck, a firm of this size, has such depth and expertise in dealing with international companies doing business in the U.S. So you're part of this practice, right?
Absolutely.
And what do you specifically, what types of companies, do you work more with entities or more individuals?
Yeah, but basically all different types. You know, we see foreign company coming into the U.S. And set up a subsidiary in the U.S. We see investment fund that coming into U.S., you know, stock companies or real estate properties. So, you know, of course, there are also the bunch of individuals coming in as immigrants to the U.S. So we have all type of inbound clients.
So what type of requests do you receive the most by foreign individuals and companies of when they're trying to set up a company? They're obviously going to set up a company in the U.S. and we have certain regulations. So when a company calls you or an individual calls you, what is the best advice you can tell them or give them when they're trying to set up a company in the U.S.?
Yeah, so a lot of the time the question I will receive is, you know, what type of entity should I set up? And my answer is always, it depends. So there's a lot of different consideration that we have to go through, you know, in order to determine what type of entity is best for this particular client.
So the U.S. has obviously a limited amount of entities you can choose from.
Five different kinds.
So can you please go through those with us?
Sure. There is a C corporation, S corporation, limited liability company, partnership, and the sole proprietorship.
Benefits of each?
Sure. Let me go through this in more detail. So C corporation can be set up by individual or companies, and they can also use as a U.S. subsidiary of a foreign parent company. The advantage of having a C corporation, including the continuity of life and the flexible capital structures, because the stock of a C corporation can be easily transferred from one person to the other, and it can also return its earnings within the company for the future use, you know, by the company. C corporation also is known to be subject to double taxation. So let me give you an example. The double taxation means if the company is making money, you have to pay corporate tax. And after paying corporate tax, you distribute dividend to the shareholder, and the shareholder will have to pay, you know, their share of the tax as well. Especially for the foreign company coming to the U.S. or foreign individual set up a U.S. entity, the dividend that distributed to the foreign person was subject to a U.S. tax. So they don't have to pay individual tax or all that stuff, but it was subject to a withholding tax. The withholding tax in the U.S. on dividend income is 30%. However, it can be reduced or eliminated by treaties that between U.S. and all the other countries. For example, for China, the withholding tax on dividend is reduced to 10%, you know, based on the treaty. So I see many foreign individuals and the company like to use C corporation as a type of entity for their U.S. operation because in this case, the foreign shareholders they don't have to file a U.S. tax return. The only entity that need to file a tax return is that U.S. corporation they created.
So if the C corporation has investors, the investors are not required.
That's correct.
To file a U.S. tax return.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the second type is S corporation. S corporation has a lot of advantage. So basically, we need to set up a C corporation first, then you file an election with IRS, Internal Revenue Service, to say, hey, we want this corporation to be treated as an S corporation. And once the company becomes an S corporation, it doesn't have to pay tax. So all its earning will be flowed to the shareholders, and the shareholders will pay their share of the earnings on their personal or corporate tax return. So that's an advantage. And the other thing is there are some other benefits for the shareholders who is also the employee of the company, and they get certain benefits as well.
So the S corporation is a flow-through.
That's right.
But the owner of the company has to be treated as an employee, correct?
Not necessarily. You can have a corporation, you sell a corporation, and you don't work for the company. You only hire other people.
But if you work within the company, you have to be paid as an employee.
That's correct. So you will have to pay. A lot of time, there's a planning idea you can reduce your pay because the payroll to you is subject to payroll tax. Right,
correct.
The compensation is subject to payroll tax. The remaining earning, however, will go to the shareholders' dividend income, which is not subject to payroll tax. So they can save 15-16% of the tax that way.
Correct. So there's a lot of benefits to an S corporation, and I know that a lot of people actually are confused between the C corp and the S corp.
Right.
So why do you think a lot of people are advised against setting up an S-corp?
Because the S-corporation, although from the tax perspective, it has all the advantages. However, it has certain limitations, requirement that to be an S-corporation. For example, the S-corporation cannot have more than 100 shareholders. It can only have one class of stock, so you cannot have a common and a preferred. Also, it cannot have a C corporation as a shareholder. And the most importantly is it cannot have a foreign shareholders. So for the foreign company that coming into the country or individual coming into the country want to have a business in the U.S., they cannot use S corporation.
Why is that?
Because the law says you cannot have a foreign shareholder.
Very interesting. I did not know that in terms of the S corporation. I do know there's a lot of benefits. And would you say that an S corporation is specifically beneficial to more the startup?
Yeah, it would be more beneficial for family business or very close held business. Right? Let's say you have 10, 15 people, you want to start business together, or you have 2-3 people, you get together. Yeah, S corporation would be very good for, if everybody, all the shareholders are individual, U.S. individual, and that would be very good because company doesn't have to pay tax, right? It's only individual.
Individual, correct.
That's right.
So, Michael, in other countries, you can set up branches or representative offices of your company. Is that allowed in the U.S. as well?
Not really, because in the U.S., we don't have that concept as a branch or representative office. The closest entity that we have in the U.S. is called Limited Liability Company, right, which is LLC. LLC also have some similarities as an S corporation, because LLC also does not have to pay tax itself. So, in fact, if the LLC only has one owner, right, in the tax, we call a member. So if they only have one member, and this LLC will be automatically treated as a disregard entity for tax purpose, which means this entity does not exist for tax purpose. And all the earning from this LLC will be just simply reported on that member's individual tax return. When LLC has two or more members, it will be treated as a partnership for tax purpose. In partnership, it means all the earning will be allocated among different partners.
Why wouldn't someone just file an LLP?
Yes, LLP is similar to LLC, but LLC actually a lot of time could provide more protection from the legal perspective, because you'll be treated kind of like a company, a corporation.
Okay. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Continuing on with the LLC election and what the U.S. requires of its members.
Yeah, so the LLC members, you know, as we say, the entity itself does not have to pay tax, but the law requires all the members that need to file a tax return in the U.S. So if the member is a foreign individual, and I have seen situation that foreign individual did not want their name in U.S. tax system, so they didn't feel comfortable filing tax return in the U.S.
And why do you think that would be? Why would a company not feel comfortable?
Yeah, company is not an issue. Normally, I see...
It's an individual?
It's an individual. Especially, I deal with some Asian countries and, you know, certain people, because their background in their home country, they just didn't want to have any disclosure.
Oh, I got it. Excellent. Yeah, that makes sense. So this is part of the issue why the LLC is not suitable for everyone.
Yeah, it's not suitable for everyone, but it's definitely a good consideration. The other thing is, I have seen a foreign company coming here and being a member of an LLC. So remember that the LLC itself is a partnership. So if the partner is a foreign company and they will have to file tax return in the U.S., they will have to pay U.S. corporate tax, right? For federal, it's 15% to 35%. On top of that, if this LLC would distribute cash to the foreign corporation, and that could be another 30% of a branch profit tax. So you add it together, there's like, you know, 50% tax. It's
so
quite
the tax rate is
it's very heavy. That's right.
Not a great situation to have.
That's correct.
In terms of the tax.
We just have a client just happened in the last couple months, and you know, they invest $1 million in a partnership, and this is a foreign company, and a few years later, and that $1 million turn into $8 million of return. So they make $7 million now, but you know, they have to subject to this over 50%
of
tax.
Taxation, correct.
That's right.
Huh. So going through all these different scenarios, S-Corp, LLP, LLC, takes us to the next type of entity. Why would anyone want to be a sole proprietor? Is that something that companies still choose to do when you're starting a company? Or?
Yeah, so sole proprietor means sole, which means one person, right? One individual having a little business, and it's easy because that business does not need to file tax return. You just have to report the earnings on your Schedule C of, you know, which is part of your 1040. And so it's very easy from the tax compliance perspective. However, there's certain things like, you know, we said earlier, the LLC will protect you from the legal perspective, but just having a sole proprietorship, it may not. So if any of my clients just consider to have a business on their own, I always advise them just go out and just file an LLC. At least from a legal perspective, you can protect yourself. But from the tax perspective, it's a disregard entity. So it's the same. It's treated as you personally own the business.
Excellent point. With the LLC, you'll be protected legally.
Yes.
So, Michael, I know you do a lot of work and business with specifically Asia. You have a lot of clients that are in Asia. Let's say you have a client, a prospective client, that calls you wanting to do business in the U.S. What advice would you give them on the best entity choice?
I always say it depends, right? You know, as I previously say, we always have to look at their type of business, right? What are they doing? And also, we have to understand their long-term objective of their investment into the U.S. And also, we check whether there's a treaty between U.S. and their home country that we can take advantage of. So in addition, a lot of time, it's not only one entity they need to sell them, but perhaps they can use a combination of a different entity and for them to reach the best, you know, tax objective here.
So the conclusion is to strategize.
That's right.
Check with your expert tax consultant.
That's exactly. Don't just jump on everything right away and make a mistake, because those entities sometimes it's hard to reverse.
Right. Once you file, to unfile, it's very complicated and it could be messy.
That's correct.
So, Michael, thank you very much for your insights. I think this is simple as it seems, right? What type of entity, but it's actually more complicated, especially for foreign companies trying to set up in the U.S. So thank you for your time and your expertise. How can someone reach you if they need your expert advice or want to talk to you about how the best way to set up their company?
Sure. I'm located at the San Jose office, and my telephone number in the office is 408-899-3912, and my email address is mwu@singerleewack.com.
Michael, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.